There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. There's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten. And I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduce this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Hello. I want to start off with a special interview. It's certainly special to me, as I've never gotten an interview with someone from New Zealand. The interview was with Linda Topp of the Topp Twins. They've been a popular act in New Zealand for a number of years and currently have their own TV show, and have released several recordings. From their new CD, Grass Highway, let's start off with the song Big Old Moon.
On the microphone. My sister, on the other hand, she a bad girl. She gonna sing the blues. Mm-hmm. Okay, mama, where you go?
There's a rainstorm in the middle of the day. It washes all my fears away. And a big red keeps all my blues away. Fences are down and there's work to do, but time is precious when I'm holding you. It comes back.
Howling to the moon.
Okay, could you please tell us your name?
My name is Linda Topp, and I have a twin sister, Jules. We're known in New Zealand and pretty much all around the world as the Topp twins, and we really are twins. We're identical twins. We're not mirror twins, but we are identical.
And what do you do?
Well, we do a lot, actually. We're comedians and performers and entertainers. We're musicians, singers. You know, we write all our own music. We have our own TV show in New Zealand. You know, we've been doing this for about 20 years now, and we do this as a full-time career.
Tell us about your new CD. What's it called? What kind of music is it?
We've just recorded a new CD. It's the second CD that we've done. It's called Grass Highway. We call it Pacific Country because we come from down in the Pacific Isles down here in New Zealand. It's definitely got a country feel to it, but it's very different because it's from New Zealand. It's not like, you know, country and western. It's all different.
And who's your audience?
Well, our audience is, you know, right across the broad. Leave that. It's right across the board now. When we first started out, it was definitely sort of very much lesbian-orientated audiences that came to see the Topp twins. But now it's mums and dads and kids and grannies. Old, you know, old people come to the show and they come back and they go, oh, we love your show, you know. But, I mean, and the great thing is now that gays and lesbians and mums and dads and kids all come to the show. One of the things about the Topp twins is that, you know, we have been very open about our sexuality right from the word go. And we're not just singers, we're not just musicians. When you come and see the Topp Twins show, you get a whole package. You get comedy and characters and original music, and you get gay and lesbian, you get rural, you get country, you get political. It's a whole entertainment package.
Can you tell us a little more about your sound?
Well, the new album, Grass Highway, has got that New Zealand country feel. You know, that's the sound that we have. It's trying to keep an identity, I suppose, because we're at the bottom of the world, New Zealand. And even though we are an independent little country, we see ourselves as part of the Pacific Islands. And we wanted to, you know, make sure that that feel was in the album. We've got, you know, we love ballads, and we've got sort of, you know, Pacific country feel. We've got old yodels, you know, which is pretty much everybody's favourites now. You know, whenever we do a show, we've got a yodel. And then we've got songs like Milestones, which are, you know, songs about being on the road. And then there's Baby, I Think I'll Love You, I think it is. Jules wrote that for her girlfriend. And so, you know, there's a little bit on the album for everybody.
That leads us nicely to the song she just mentioned. Here's Baby, I Think I'll Love You.
Take it, boys. that she's that way inclined.
Linda, in your last answer, you mentioned that there's yodeling in some of your songs. Who yodels?
Well, I do. Out of Linda and Jules, Linda is the yodeler. I think the old cowgirl, cowboy thing was very predominant in our lives as children for some reason. We both rode horses and we dreamed of being cowgirls. But we have been influenced, I suppose, a little bit by some of the great old country and western yodelers. Patsy Montana from America is probably one of our greatest yodelers that we like. It's just something, when I was little, I heard it on an old wind-up gramophone, and I decided right then and then that I wanted to become a yodeler, and that's how it all happened. I think lesbians are good yodelers. Something about, you know, the tongue movement, perhaps. Hi there, folks. This is Linda Topp from the Topp Twins. We're from New Zealand, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston. Good morning, America!
Well, I guess it's morning in New Zealand. Since there will be so many obscurities heard on this show, I thought those of you on the internet would like to be able to see photos of the artists and recordings and view the playlist. You can do that at www.queermusicheritage.com. Next up are two songs from the Hey Y'all soundtrack.
Way down in a town called Music City, there's a couple of fellas who can sing real pretty, and you can't miss them because one of them wears a dress. So sit right down and they'll sing a song, and the next time round you'll be singing along till all your troubles couldn't matter less. Hey yo,
hey yo,
hey yo,
hey yo,
don't change that channel, don't move a muscle at all.
On the street and loaded up the rest. We're on our way to Nashville because we don't have time for second best. No, we don't have time for second best. Because we're still poor and we're still happy. Just how smart, I don't know. But if poverty's a virtue, we're just as pure as driven snow. You can call it destiny or you can call it fate. Gonna be big star someday if you can stand away. We're headed for a new town, it's a land of milk and honey. We're gonna make our dreams come true, so why the heck do we need money? Tell me why the heck do we need money? When we're still poor and we're still happy, just how smart, I don't know. But if poverty's a virtue, we're just as pure as driven snow.
Thank you.
called the cops.
Oh, we're singing for our supper, yeah, we're living hand to mouth. We could sing commercials for the cost of living in the South. You gotta love the cost of living in the South. Cause we're still poor and we're still happy. Just how smart, I don't know.
I don't know.
But if poverty's a virtue, we're just as pure as driven snow. Yeah, we're still poor and we're still happy. Just how smart, I don't know.
I don't know.
But if poverty's a virtue, we're just as pure as driven snow.
Those two songs were the Hey Y'all theme song and We're Still Poor and We're Still Happy, and open up the new CD by the duo known as Y'all. I've been a fan of Y'all for several years now. They've performed in Houston twice in the last year, and they are a treat in person as well. In the live act, you not only get the wonderful songs, but also the humorous stories that tie them together. Y'all is made up of James Dean Jaybird and Stephen Cheslick DeMeyer, and they recently recorded an interview for me in which they tell about their new CD. This clip should give you just a taste of what their live act is like.
The Hey Y'all soundtrack is the soundtrack to our TV show, which is called Hey Y'all, and that's why we called it the Hey Y'all soundtrack.
Makes sense.
We don't actually have a TV show, but if we did, it would be called Hey Y'all, and the soundtrack would be called the Hey Y'all soundtrack.
Well, that's a great idea, I think. I mean, but that's just me speaking from it, being part of Y'all. And part of Hey Y'all, one of the stars, I would think, of Hey Y'all, right?
It's, yes, half of all the stars. You are half of all the stars.
Half of all the stars. Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, why don't you describe our music? Let's see. Well, you do the describing of our music for the listeners, because I'm never good at this, because it's a hard thing to do.
Well, some folks would call our music country. Others would call it folk music. It's a little bit of both of those things. It, especially on this CD, has most of the stuff has kind of a country, kind of traditional, maybe 50s and 60s country feel because of the instrumentation.
I'd say it has a variety feel, though. People that have heard it already.
It certainly does.
It has a variety. Does. It's not just the country, not to scare off the folks who don't like the country, because there's kids' songs, there's
I was going to go
jingles.
On and say that.
Well, but I jumped
you know, country
in
is one of those words that people sometimes say, oh, I don't like country music. I don't like it. I
well,
won't
why would
any
anybody
of it.
Say that?
Well, you know, you've heard it.
I have heard it. But I'm just saying, why would
that, if you are that person, you should listen to this CD. Because a lot of our fans have said, I don't like country music, but
people
like
don't
y'all.
Say, I don't like children's music. Well, some do. But
some do.
But they would like these children's songs, too, I
we like
think.
Country music and children's music.
They're not all
music.
Children's songs. It's just, it's American music. Plain and simple.
Period. Don't even
period.
Go on.
Stop.
Don't even
that's
go
it.
On.
So, well, I guess we'll move on to the next part of this little radio tidbit, which would be, I guess, a big thing to tell these people is that we're a couple. I guess they would want to know that. And some people say, well, do you really want people to know that you're a couple? Do we want people to know that we're a couple, Stephen?
You just told them, so it's too late.
Well, even if, but I know, but now we can look back and retrospect on what I have done wrong. Or have I done anything wrong? That's what we're asking ourselves here. Do they know? Should they know? I'm going to let you answer, because you're the quiet one.
I think it doesn't matter to me if they know or not.
Well, so it doesn't matter to me either. They can go, we can talk about it.
I think it's kind of clear when people see us.
It's not always, though. A lot of times people write us little emails and they say, are you a couple? Or am I just like, you know, making up things? So what do we say to those people?
Well, we wouldn't lie.
No.
We weren't raised that way.
So the answer would be yes. Right?
Yes, the answer to that question is yes.
Yes.
If someone were to ask us that, I don't think anyone did, though.
No one ever has. They just wonder inside. So that's why we, is it important for us to like, is it important to be out, so to speak? I mean, that's a big word that kind of scares us sometimes, because out, you know, I mean,
we are who we are.
Yeah.
And we sing what we sing.
That's deep.
Shut up.
No, it was deep. No, I'm serious. That was kind of deep. I think it was. It wasn't real shallow. This is about y'all, you and me, Stephen. Jay Bird and Stephen.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the CD? Some
of course
the songs
I do. That's what I'm trying to get to, some of the songs. Why don't you tell people always want to know about that song. When you're not around, and Come Out With Me, Darling. It's actually two songs. It's part your song, part my song.
It's two songs. Sometimes we try to sneak it in as one, like if we're, you know, if we're on the radio or something, and that, they say, why don't you just do one more song?
One more, wait a minute, was that two songs?
Yeah.
But the first one's...
But you know, all together, both of them together only last about 6 or 7 minutes, you know, and sometimes,
and if you're
you know,
folk songs are sometimes 20 minutes long. I mean,
or
look at Bob
at least 7 or 8.
Yeah,
very least,
yeah.
So we can sing those too.
So,
yeah. I wrote When You're Not Around.
It was based on a true story.
True story.
Sitting at home,
I love you so
out.
Much that I love you. I love you so much that I love it when you're not around. Is the line in the
That's
chorus?
That's the catch. That's the.
So I sang
the
that.
Hook,
I sang that for Jay.
Nashville.
I sang that for Jay.
You sang that for me, but I didn't think that it was a true story. I thought, no. The real story is when you're not around. No, that's your story. My story is Come Out With Me, Darling, because you're always sitting at home, opening up the curtains, playing with the cat, singing When You're Not Around, I Love You So Much. And I said, no, wait a minute. I want you to come out. Let's go out. Come on, let's go out and get a bite to eat.
I think they're probably going to hear the song, so we don't have to tell them the whole story.
Oh. Well, I just thought we could talk a little bit about that. You're the one that brought up the idea to talk a little bit about the songs. I just brought up that particular pair of songs because those are people's favorites. What?
I'm just taking a breath. You're wearing me out.
I must have walked back and forth on this floor 20 times. Stopped at the window, opened and then closed the blinds. I played all those records of mine you don't like. I didn't wash dishes, I let the cats fight. And no one's opinion meant much to me all night but mine. I like to stay home when you go out on the town. It's not what I want every moment to feel safe and sound. A little of missing you goes a long way, but I like that aching when you are away. I love you so much that I love it when you're not around. I went to bed early with a book that I'd already read. Only the cats were asleep on your side of the bed. Around about midnight I heard you come in. I put down my book, turned the light out, and then I slept without dreaming the minute I lay down. I like to stay home when you go out on the town. It's not what I want every moment to feel safe and sound. A little of missing you goes a long way, but I like that aching when you are. That I love it when you're not around. I love you so much that I love it when you're not around.
Come out with me, darling, I'm tired of going out all by myself. You only gave me $3 and that ain't even enough for bottom shelf. I know I ain't a drinker, but I want folks to think that I got style. So come out with me, darling, and make me look like something for a while. I just don't understand how you can read that book that you've already read. That boy done got that girl in
everybody's dead. How can you pay attention when the cats are screaming, fighting around your feet? You need to take a break, put down that book, let's go and get a bite to eat. Come out with me, darling, I'm tired of going out all by myself. You only gave me $3 and that ain't even enough for bottom shelf. I know I ain't a drinker, but I want folks to think that I got style. So come out with me, darling, and make me look like something for a while. The floor, and I can see the light go off when I come walking through the bedroom door. I know you ain't asleeping, cause I don't hear you snoring like a bear. I think you need some oxygen, get up, let's take a stroll in the midnight air. Oh, come out with me, darling, I'm tired of going out all by myself. You only gave me $3 and that ain't even enough for bottom shelf. I know I ain't a drinker, but I want folks to think that I got style. So come out with me, darling, and make me look like something for a while. Oh, come out with me, darling, I'm tired of going out all by myself. You only gave me $3 and that ain't even enough for bottom shelf. I know I ain't a drinker, but I want folks to think that I got style. So come out with me, darling, and make me look like something for a while. So come out with me, darling, and make me look like something for a while.
Speaking of websites, we have a website too.
Yes, we do.
LuckyGreenDress.com. That's named after my Uncle Joe's Lucky Green Dress, which he gave to me back in 1992 when I left Okie-Dokie, Texas, my hometown, to head out into the world. And he gave me that for luck to wear on my journey. And it brought me a lot of luck, actually. It brought me a whole lot of luck because when I got to Circleville, Ohio, which is this little town where they have the big pumpkin festival every year, but they weren't having the pumpkin festival at this point in the year because it was May. But anyway, I was in the middle of a pumpkin patch, and I didn't know it was a pumpkin patch because it was May, and the pumpkins were they weren't even there. But this rainstorm came down, and I got stuck in this rainstorm, and Stephen saved my life because I was wearing the Lucky Green Dress. So that's why we named the website LuckyGreenDress.com, and that's where you can find out. You can see pictures of us. You can find out more about us, and you can find out lots. You can read our.
You can buy stuff.
You can buy stuff like the bedazzled aprons that I now wear.
Or this CD.
That's right. The Hey Y'all soundtrack, which is kind of what this is all about.
Our autobiography.
Our autobiography. Let's read that to them right now.
Okay, I think that'll give you a sampling of their act. Between Jaybird's outrageous stories, they give us a nice blend of beautiful ballads and humorous songs, and the CD is put together, complete with several singing jingles, just like it was a down-home TV show. It's the Hey Y'all soundtrack.
Hello. Do you know me? I've appeared in hundreds of Warner Brother cartoons with that screwy wabbit who always does drag. Yet whenever I travel, homophobic troublemakers are always telling me that there's no rooms in their hotels, no available seats in their restaurants, and no cars to rent. It gets downright frustrating. At first I wanted to cry. What's my sexual orientation got to do with my being a good customer? Then I got a Gay American Express card. Now I use it everywhere, from crepes in France to tropical fruits in Honolulu to picking up tricks in Australia. My Gay American Express card does it all. Gay American Express. Don't be homo without it.
This is Dave Hall, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage, part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston.
And be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night at midnight for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's queer radio with attitude. One of the performers at the Houston Pride Festival in June was Marcus Hutchinson. I got a chance to interview Marcus about his music and his CD called Right Where I Am. This is his first CD, and it was produced by Dave Hall, who I've interviewed on a past show. Marcus, how would you describe your music to someone who's never heard it?
I would describe my music as being very lyric-driven, songs that tell a story, songs that hopefully reflect universal human emotions. My music has been compared to other artists like Billy Joel and Kenny Loggins, Jackson Browne, and I think that's pretty accurate. There's a real southern thread that runs through all of my music. It's very acoustic-based, slightly gritty sound, and that's really where I feel comfortable, and that sort of musical soup with a lot of acoustic guitars and spicy percussion thrown in.
Who were your influences?
Musical influences? My musical influences are four songwriters, and they are Jimmy Webb, Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, and Carole King. Those are the four that I put all my songs through the Joni, Jimmy, Carole, Bob filter before I say they're finished, and I try to write like them. I really emulate them. I study them. I really think that they are four of the best songwriters of the past at least 50 years, if not in terms of our modern culture ever. But in terms of just like actual music, I think certain singers have influenced me a lot. My favorite singer probably ever is Mahalia Jackson. Just something about her voice. She really sang with abandon. In terms of gay and lesbian artists who are my influences, I would have to say the very first gay or lesbian artist who influenced me, who was openly gay, was Chris Williamson, The Changer and the Changed. And that was about 10 years ago when I first heard Wild Things. And I loved that song. I couldn't believe how beautiful it was. And that was about the time I came out of the closet, and someone played that record for me, and I immediately figured out a way to buy it. Then there was Holly Near. But I have to say, you know, Janis Ian is another influence who influenced me way before I knew that she was a lesbian. And also Elton John. And there are many, many gay and lesbian artists I really admire. But I don't really think of artists as gay or straight or lesbian. I really just think good music is good music, no matter who it comes from. I have to admit, though, that I'm always a little prouder and a little more happy when I love an artist and then I find out they're gay. It's like one of us, points for us.
Can you tell us of which song that you've written you're the most proud?
Ah, very good question. Ah, that's a tough one, because they're all my babies. But I would say probably the closest to the bone that I've ever written is Heavenly Love, which is off my CD. I'm real proud of that one because it's a true story about my life growing up in Alabama as a gay man. And it's not a happy ending. It's not, there's no bow tied up nicely at the end of it. It's really open-ended. That's probably my most personal song. And that's my story, so I would say that one.
South, there was a boy in a church, scared to open his mouth. Reds and greens of the trees matched the stained glass above as he prayed for a sign of heavenly love. South Alabama was a heart to be for this boy who saw himself very differently. The jeers and the curses felt like bushes and shrubs, and there was no sign of heavenly love.
it's lonely when the cotton grows. Little thing, daisy, and a field full of snow. That means sinful wind will chill to the bone. Silent desperation turns a heart to stone. He ran from his own kind, cause he didn't want to die. He was searching for the light, he was looking for the dove to give him a sign of heavenly
The title song from the album is probably my favorite track from it, Marcus. Please tell us about the song, Right Where I Am.
Right Where I Am was written, actually, in my boyfriend's bed. One day I really was laying there, and I was looking out the window, sixth floor of a New York apartment building, and I was looking at the blue sky, and a plane really did fly by, and it was only like for 3 seconds that I saw this plane. And I used to sit at the airport. I had a friend in Nashville when I lived there named Darlene, and we would go out to this field near the Nashville airport, and we would watch the planes take off. It was, I don't know why we did that, but it was really a lot of fun. It was this peaceful, beautiful place, and you could see the planes from a distance taking off, and it was like I always wanted to be somewhere else. I always wanted to be in one of those planes taking off, going somewhere, because I was never happy with my life. And as I was laying there in my boyfriend's bed, watching the plane fly by the window, I realized that I didn't want to be anywhere but where I was, and that's how that song was born.
Early this morning, I was lying in your bed, staring up your window where I played.
One of the big treats for me at the Pride Festival was at the end of Marcus's set when he sang Over the Rainbow, and even better, that I had my mini-disc recorder going and captured it. I asked Marcus to record an introduction for that song.
It's a song that I think needs no introduction. It speaks for itself, and it is timeless. It really sings itself if you get out of the way for long enough to let it do its work. I really, when I sing that song, I don't feel like I have to do anything except just stand there and let the song happen. I'm always a little reticent to sing a song that's been done so perfectly by such a brilliant artist as Judy Garland. But then I thought, what the hell? You know, what are you going to do? It's a great song. But that's not a very good introduction, is it?
Well, it worked for me. Here is Over the Rainbow, recorded live at the Houston Pride Festival.
So, I live in New York where this whole, like, thing that we've become as a culture sort of started. It's kind of cool to go down in the Greenwich Village area and see the Stonewall Inn, and see where those drag queens got so pissed off that they pretty much kicked ass. Thing you don't want to do is piss off a drag queen. Okay. So, I know you guys have been through some horrible stuff recently, and so here's a song to survival. When all the world is a hopeless jungle and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your window pane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, yeah. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Oh yeah, birds fly. Oh, I'm Marcus Hutchison. Thanks a lot.
I just love that. Also appearing at the Pride Festival was Dave Hall, and Marcus and he backed each other up during each of their sets. Dave is from New York City and has three excellent CDs out on his own label, and he produced Marcus's CD. I asked Marcus how it was having Dave produce his first CD.
Oh, it was just a great experience working with Dave Hall. He's so awesome. He's just a brilliant musician. He's just a great composer. I can see years from now composing symphonies. He's got such amazing musical ears, and he's such a painter, such an artist. He helped me give my little simple songs a shape and a form, and I'm forever indebted to him for that.
I'm a big fan of Dave Hall's work also, and I'm ending tonight's show with another treat. But before I do, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show, and I especially want to thank the Top Twins, y'all, and Marcus Hutchison for the interviews. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please email me at qmheritage@aol.com and check out my website, found, logically enough, at www.queermusicheritage.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month. Now, as promised, here's something special. Again from the Houston Pride Festival, here is a live recording of a new song by Dave Hall. I guess this and Marcus's Over the Rainbow are radio premieres, as they've not been recorded. Dave's song is called Something There Is, and I love this song. I find myself really getting wrapped up into it, especially near the end where Marcus joins Dave and they trade vocals. It just builds and builds. Closing tonight's show, here's Something There Is by Dave Hall.
Something there is. I know you've got your orders, and I know you've got to watch your borders. Yes, I know how I know, for I have been there too, and I've lived to tell. Something there is, something there is. Yes, I know, I see your labors, and I know good friends said they make good neighbors. Yes, I know how I know, for I have built a wall and mended it well. They're marching one by one under a blazing sun, each with a smoking gun shining against the sky. They're marching two by two, marching on me and you, and they will run us to my love prepare to cry. They're marching three by three, marching on you and me. We won't go willingly, give me one kiss goodbye. They're marching four by four, they're almost at the door, and they are bringing more. I think we're gonna die. I know, for I have too spoken treason. Yes, I know how I know, for I have walked a wall and I've seen it all. They're marching one by one under a blazing sun, each with a smoking gun shining against the sky. They're marching two by two, marching on me and you, and they will run us to my love prepare to cry. They're marching three by three, marching on you.